joins me to talk about the announcement in Parliament today by the Transport Secretary Chris Grayling that plans for a third runway have at Heathrow have been approved by the government. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sheila.
Now, you haven't always been against Heathrow, have you? But you changed your mind. Tell me why.
This is the wrong decision for London and the whole of Britain. I accept the case. The case has been made for increased flight capacity in this part of the country. And there is an alternative, which is a new runway at Gatwick. You get the jobs, you get the growth. There aren't any concerns around noise pollution or air quality. And, you know, the government's riding roughshod over Londoners' views. Just over 5 months ago, I was elected as mayor on a clear platform of opposing a new runway at Heathrow, a position, by the way, that was shared by the Conservative candidate Zach Goldsmith, by the Liberal Democrats, by the Greens, and by the UKIP candidate in that election, and for very good reasons, because at the moment, the air pollution in London is a big, big problem. Around Heathrow Airport itself, they're already above the legal levels of NO2. At the moment, forget a new runway, at the moment, the number of people affected by aircraft noise around Heathrow is more than the people affected around Paris, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, Munich and Madrid airports combined. And that's before the third runways are built. And I think there was an alternative available to the government. A new runway at Gatwick would have got the jobs, the growth, and as I said, nowhere near the problems around noise or air.
But when did you stop seeing merit in it? Because you used to see merit in it. I'm just trying to get a sense of what changed your mind. Because I think for those people whose hearts and minds have yet to be changed, it would be quite instructive for them to hear their mayor tell them what changed his.
And I rehearsed these arguments during the election campaign. My position has always been, I'm persuaded there's a need for increased air capacity. There are some people who stood to be the mayor who are against any increase in flight capacity at all. I don't agree with them. Gatwick is the single, has got one runway, the busiest one runway airport in the world. Heathrow has two runways, the busiest two runway airport in the world. So I accept the case for increased flight capacity. If it was the case that air quality wasn't a problem in London, if it was the, by the way, it's got bad over the last 4 or 5 years in particular. If it was the case there weren't concerns around noise pollution, if it was the case there was an alternative, you can argue for Heathrow. Over the last few years, we've seen a UK Supreme Court case in 2014, and the UK Supreme Court said that the air in London was in breach of air quality directives. In 2014, you had 9,400 Londoners dying because of poor quality air. And we've got children in parts of London in the last few years whose lungs are underdeveloped. So the air in London is a killer. It makes you sick and it's illegal. In those circumstances, with an alternative available, I've changed my mind. And that's why I'm saying the government should also have listened to the evidence, and they're underestimating the concerns around air quality and noise pollution.
But with the greatest of respect, Londoners are not going to suddenly start commuting to work in aeroplanes, are they? Or driving to, you know, they're still driving to work.
Let me tell you why you're wrong.
I can fly to work.
Let me tell you why you're wrong. Because there are people who've got to get to Heathrow to travel or to work. And there are other people who use Heathrow. And at the moment, as a consequence of surface transport links to Heathrow, there is a lot of pollution around Heathrow. The NO2 levels are caused by a combination of transport links to Heathrow and the aircraft. Now, TfL have estimated that to improve transport links to Heathrow will cost, and I roughly speaking, £15 billion. Who's going to pay for that?
You've said that Gatwick is, the people of Gatwick will be. That the people of Gatwick are pleased. You've said, that it doesn't have the same pollution implications. Well, it would have for the people. We've heard from them in this past hour saying it would have had an implication for them.
Well, let me give you a compare and contrast. The numbers of people affected by noise around Heathrow is north of 700,000 people. The numbers of people affected by noise around Gatwick is around 10,000 people. Gatwick has never breached the legal limits for NO2 or air quality. Heathrow regularly does.
But you know that people will argue strongly that your figure of 700K is very, very, it's well below the reality. Well over a million.
Sorry, you mean
Heathrow?
The people affected by Heathrow currently is more than 700,000 people. It's more than the people affected around the airports in Paris, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, Munich and Madrid combined. With an additional third runway, there'll be 200,000 people on top of that, and there'll be schools who'll be affected and school children as well. At the moment, if you are in a playground in a school near Heathrow, you're affected by the noise. At the moment, if you've got a garden in and around West London, you're affected by the noise, and that's before a new runway. And I've got no confidence that a new runway will lead to better air, less noise pollution, or anywhere near the problems, make the problems that currently exist any better.
Are you going to challenge, support the legal challenge to this?
Yeah, we're speaking to the London councils and others involved in a legal challenge to explore how we can help, because, you know, one of the things that I'm quite keen to do is to safeguard the well-being of Londoners. There was a case last week challenging the government in relation to the quality of air in London. At the moment, we're not on target to meet legal air limits by 2025. And I think a new runway at Heathrow makes that more difficult.
Will you be using taxpayers' money to fund that, to support that legal challenge?
Well, the previous mayor did, and we're exploring how we can help other local authorities in London. That's a discussion we're having currently with the local authorities.
So possibly, but not definitely.
We're going to explore how we can help. You know, London's leading experts on air quality is the mayor's office, TfL. So there's lots of ways we can help them. That's what we're exploring.
Are you of the belief that this isn't going to happen? Do you agree with Boris Johnson it's undeliverable?
I think, you know, Boris Johnson, who was the mayor for 8 years and lived through previous schemes in relation to Heathrow and others. My understanding is, from experts I've spoken to, is a combination of the legal obstacles, a combination of potential legal challenges makes a new runway at Heathrow very difficult. And that's why I think the government's made a big mistake, because with Gatwick, nowhere near the concerns around noise and air, but you get the jobs and the growth. The local councils want it. And a better Gatwick would lead to more competition for Heathrow, which could become better rather than bigger.
Thank you, Sadiq Khan, Mayor of London, for talking to us. Mike has called already on this. Mike in Gosport, if you want to react to what he has said.